Turning to the business meeting of this organization. Let's see, the first thing I'd like to do, we circulated minutes. I don't want to read them. I circulated them. And Nancy has already submitted a motion, Nancy Kaufman over there, that they be accepted. So anybody want to make a second?
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded to approve the minutes as emailed. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Now, for those who didn't read them and are saying, what minutes? If you want them, write to me. I will send them to you. If you care enough to want them, you can email me and I will send them to you. For your information, my email address is Curtis Chong, CURTISCHONG, at earthlink.net. Okay? So, to present the treasurer's report, come
right
here. I'll give you the mic. Or how do you want to do this? You want to just grab?
Yeah.
It. All right.
Our treasury balance is $929.96. We brought in $270 last year. I think our room was hard to find.
As it was this year.
As it was this year. You know, Curtis, I don't know what you need to do to put this at the head of the line.
As a rehab professional, I do not sympathize.
Oh, too bad. Well, I went out and I tried to make myself a walking sign for people that were having trouble finding their way.
So $929.96. And
$930 less 4 cents.
And the interest rates are going down, and well, we're not earning. Well, anyway, never mind. Okay, so motion on the treasurer's report.
So moved.
Second. Okay, moves extra accept. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It's done. All right.
Bye.
Okay, now, according to our constitution, which is also available upon request. This is an even number year. I think it's an even number year. Yes, 2008. And our constitution says we have four officers and three board members, and they are, and so that means we have to have an election. The current officers and board members are as follows: Curtis Chong, president; Steve Jacobson, vice president; Mike Freeman, secretary. Mike Freeman, you'll notice, is not here, but he is a good secretary. He's also president of the Diabetes Action Network, or will be by the time he's done. Treasurer, Susie Stanzel, and board members, Brian Barreau, D. Curtis Willoughby, and Lloyd Rasmussen. So, Steve Jacobson. Where you are the vice president, right?
Yes.
Right, yeah, you can. You want to just hold this mic? I'll take it off the stand. Okay, there you go. Where are you? Okay, here you go. You got to get really close to that thing.
Thank you, Curtis. I'd like to open the floor for nominations for president.
I'd like to nominate Curtis Chong as president.
I'll second it.
Curtis Chong has been nominated.
Nominations do not need a second, just for purposes of information.
Are there other nominations for Curtis Chong?
Yeah, that's only two things. Did I say Curtis Chong?
Are there other nominations for president of the National Federation of the Blind and Computer Science? Are there other nominations?
Who the nomination season that Curtis Chong be elected by acclamation?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that nomination cease and that Curtis Chong be elected by acclamation. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Curtis, congratulations.
There you go.
Thank you. I had a pretty tough year last year. As you'll notice, we didn't spend any money, and after our meeting was over, the day after I left, the convention. That is not something that I ever have done before, and I hope never to have to do again. I had a death, and my dad died last year, and so I had to fly to Hawaii the very next day, and so we matched every profile for terrorism that you could ever hope to match. A one-way ticket, a long-haul flight, right? So we got searched all the way, you know, but we made it. Okay, so anyway, I promise to do better, and I will do better, mostly if I'm prodded to do better. So please prod and come up, continue to do what you always have done, as you let me know when I'm doing good and when I'm not. Now, the vice president currently serving is Steve Jacobson. Nominations are open for vice president.
I nominate Steve Jacobson.
Steve Jacobson has been nominated. Any other? Just for purposes of clarification, you don't need a second nomination, only the motion that comes up later. any other nominations for vice president? Any other nominations?
Who nominates to be closed to be elected by commission?
It has been moved and seconded. Do I hear a second? Yes, that nominations be closed and that Steve Jacobson be elected by acclamation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It is done. Steve? There you go.
You know, one of the things that we're talking about today, I think, has a lot of impact on all of us in this room and people all over the country and the world, and that is how we access software. And it is really an honor to be able to serve as vice president of an organization that takes what I feel is a very strong, proactive, but yet carefully considered look at how we make software accessible. And I really appreciate having the chance to continue in this role for another term. Thank you.
And I know that when there's something I need to know, that Steve will do a really good job of privately letting me know that I'm supposed to know it. So thank you very much, Steve. And besides which, Steve is employed in information technology by a private company. He is not in the field of work with the blind, and that has many, many things to commend it. I, on the other hand, am not employed by private industry, and I am involved in work with the blind, and that has many, many things to worry about there. I try to make sure that the interests of computer professionals and of blind people who need access to software are represented in everything that I do. So, anyway, thank you, Steve. Now, the secretary of the organization is Mike Freeman. Mike Freeman is also employed. He's a government worker. There were things said about government workers in the Resolutions Committee yesterday that were not very complimentary, I must say. Lacking courage and what was something else I heard. But anyway, Mike Freeman, they did.
Okay, they work once a month and get that paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Mike Freeman is the secretary, and he does a good job, and so nominations are open for secretary.
I nominate Mike Freeman.
Mike has been nominated. Any other nominations for secretary? Are there any other nominations for secretary?
Move nominations.
Any other nominations?
Move nominations. He might be elected by commission.
And then moved and seconded that Mike Freeman be elected. Nominations closed, and Mike Freeman be elected by acclamation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. So ordered. Susie Stanzel is the treasurer currently serving.
So moved.
Nominations are open. Gary is nominating Susie Stanzel. Any other nominations for treasurer? Any other nominations for treasurer? Any other nominations?
Who nominates to be closed should be elected by acclamation.
It has been moved and seconded that Susie Stanzel be elected by acclamation. Nominations be closed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. So ordered. Susie?
Well, I'm also a federal employee, and I go to work every day to collect my paycheck.
You get paid every day?
I wish I did. Gosh, that'd be wonderful. Anyway, I will endeavor to also do better, since I had a fried brain last year also due to the death of Dean. if I was remembering something I was supposed to do, I didn't remember it either. So anyway, I will endeavor to do better too.
But we won't walk away with any of the money.
No, we won't walk away with any of the money. I won't spend it badly. I'm very interested, while I do have the mic, in talking with people that are beginning to learn Java or kind of going into this new thing of no COBOL in their lives. I admit that I've got 34 years of government experience, but I'm trying to go into new areas of endeavor. So I'd like to hear from people that are doing such things. So anyway, thank you for your continued support, and I will keep your money safe.
Long may you reign.
And please don't make me do it. All right, for board position number one, Brian Barreau is currently in that position. Nominations are open.
Nominate Brian Barreau.
Brian Barreau has been nominated. Any other nominations? Are there any other nominations for board position one? Any other nominations?
Move nominations to be closed and keep the election last
committee. It has been moved and seconded that Brian Barreau nominations be closed and Brian Barreau be elected by acclamation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Brian is so elected. Brian, are you even here?
I am.
All right. You want to say a few words, sir? Because you do work for private industry, yes?
I do. I work for the ISP industry, and I do not work
He doesn't work with or for the blind.
I do have some customers that I want that are a part of what I do that are blind, so that's good. So I will try to do what I can to help sort of bring the issues. As you know, I don't write a lot on this, but when I try to write something that's hopefully enlightening and thought-provoking, and I'll continue to do that.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian.
Now, position number two. Oh, by the way, I should point out that Susie Standel, aren't you a charter member of this outfit, Susie?
Not quite.
Not quite. We do have a charter member of the outfit. That's the occupant of position number two. That's D. Curtis Willoughby, who was the first president of this division. Nominations are now open.
Nominate Curtis Willoughby.
Curtis Willoughby has been nominated. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Has been moved and seconded. The nomination cease and Curtis Willoughby be elected by acclamation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Curtis, you're elected. And I will say, Curtis, that one of the things you will do is you help us focus on things that we should focus on that we might otherwise forget. And you are doing a good job at that, despite the fact that I pick on you occasionally.
I appreciate your confidence. Thank you for your vote. And I will continue to try to advocate for people who are not stampeding down the main street.
Okay. Board position number three is currently being held by Lloyd Rasmussen. Lloyd Rasmussen works at NLS. There are many things that Lloyd knows that he doesn't say much unless you ask him, but when you do, you find out that he knows an awful lot about an awful lot, which I think is, and I talk about the technical things and also some other things. And so Lloyd has been an invaluable person for me. He will slip me some good articles and things that he thinks I ought to read, and I'm glad to have them, glad to read them. So, the nominations are open for Lloyd Rasmussen's board position.
I nominate Lloyd.
Lloyd is nominated. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations?
Nominations be closed and he'd be elected by acclamation.
Has been moved and seconded that nominations be closed and that Lloyd Rasmussen be elected by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed say no. Lloyd, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Thank you for your vote of confidence, and I think I'm a charter member of this organization, too.
That's right.
I'm not an officer. There are probably a few others around here.
What year did we begin?
Was it 70?
We began in 1972.
In the, wasn't that Chicago or Houston, Curtis?
72 would be Chicago.
Yeah.
And 71, Curtis thinks it'd be Houston, so.
Yeah.
I don't know which.
We've We've been around a long time. There have been a lot of changes. We do need to see, I believe, some younger people getting involved as officers in this group. We don't want to lock people out. There continue to be new challenges. I think the Web 2.0 thing is one of the bigger challenges that we face right now as far as being able to get our work done. UML is probably another one. But at any rate, thank you for your vote. I will continue to help out.
Thank you, Lloyd. And that concludes our elections. Okay. Now, we have pledges coming up, and the board met last, what night was it?
Sunday night.
NFB Saturday, that's how I think of it.
Yeah, really.
And we decided that what we ought to do this year is we think we'll have enough money to be able to pledge $500 for White Cane and $500 for Tenbrook. This matches your guys' memory, yes?
Yep.
Yes.
Because I'm getting a little older.
That's what we thought.
And I want to make sure. Okay, so $500 for $500. I would entertain a motion to that effect.
I would move that we would up to $5,000 between the Tenbrook and the general fund.
It has been moved and seconded to contribute $1,000 to be split evenly between the Tenbrook Fund and the White Cane Fund. Any discussion?
Won't that totally drain your treasury to about zero?
What else do we collect?
Yes, Lewis, it would. And
just a few this year, you
come. Yeah, okay. You and I are going to meet later on, because if you can help me think of other ways to spend our money during the course of the year, I'll be glad to find ways to raise more so that we can. And I welcome Lewis' ideas on that subject. But in the meantime, since I know you noticed we didn't spend any money last year, so
we need to catch up.
I think we So I think for now that's the best place where the money can go, until we can come up with some projects to go ahead and spend money on. You know, for example, I don't charge for a lot of things that I do on behalf of this organization. The internet, I could, for example, technically charge for internet, and I could charge for a bunch of other supplies and things that I spend, but I won't, and I don't, and I just don't think it's reasonable to do it. So anyway, all in favor?
Mr. President?
Nancy?
I do wonder if it is, I don't know what you would call it, proper or whatever, to maybe next year, or maybe now, whatever, consider a three-way split with some of the money going to the Imagination Fund.
Would you support the notion that if I promised that we would do that next time, that you would, could you live with that?
Yeah.
Or do you want us to do it now?
No, it's just an idea.
Okay. All right. That point well taken. We figured, there was a lot of discussion about what we where the money ought to go. We figured this would be the simplest way to take care of it for now. But I think your point is well taken, and I'll keep it in mind for the next time. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No. Okay, it's done. Now, again, we'll come to you throughout the course of the year for ideas. I noticed that we have, again, in this agenda, a lot of interesting stuff, but that those of you who are working in the computer field aren't getting much out of this to help your work directly. At least I don't think you are. Maybe you are, and if you are, great. I'd like some ideas throughout the course of the year about how we can begin to address the environment that people who are in the trenches of commercial information technology, so that we can maybe try to help that along, because I know the graphical challenge is getting worse. I know that the environment is becoming less friendly in commercial information technology, and I am thinking, and I also know, frankly, that technology in and of itself in the world is becoming both helpful to the blind in some areas and harmful in others. It is particularly harmful, we notice it, when we're trying to get blind people jobs. And we know, you know, it used to be that programming was sort of the thing to do back in the 70s. I remember rehab just throwing everybody into programming. That's no longer true. those people who have survived in programming, people like Steve, people like Gary Wunder, Lewis, you're in programming, yes? Yes. Hello.
Me.
Oh, you have something you want to say on this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Susie. And Susie. And Lloyd, maybe you do some programming even now. As I say, I boss dog other people. I get out and tell them what to do.
I still do programming.
Yes, Curtis does
Despite
programming.
Being retired. Yes.
He said retired, not.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want ideas. And Susie sometimes helps me. So here, Susie, you want the floor?
Yeah. Well, we just mentioned UML. That's a big deal. People at my work, the print people that have moved on ahead to Java and this unified modeling language, they have huge pictures. And a picture is worth about 1,000 words because I don't have any idea what's going on. And I've just finished reading some texts. And even though I can read the text because I got them off of Bookshare, there's a lot of diagrams in that thing that, of course, they're just skipped. And I just have a feeling some of those are things that would help me get a grasp of the idea. So there's quite a lot going on in the picture world of our industry today. And I'm trying to learn new things, and it's not real easy.
Fancy conference.
Fancy.
I think there is a mainstream group, and I think anytime we can develop relationships with the mainstream, that's probably a good idea. It is called the Association of Information Technology Professionals.
AITP.
I think they would be a good organization to invite to our meeting to talk about what they do and to introduce ourselves and talk about how we might pool our resources to make more information technology available to everybody.
Good point. I think that's a good idea. I remember when I was employed in computers, I never belonged to any of those organizations. I think it was a lot of executives that got hooked up with that one.
Yeah, that was the...
But there are others, and...
There's me.
There's what?
There's me.
Oh, you.
I am.
You're a member of AITP?
But
oh, okay. No, she's a member of AITP.
Yeah.
She's on the chapter board of the American Association, local chapter. Yeah, there's ACM and there's...
A long time ago, yeah.
Well, they still exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, exactly. There's a lot of those, so the point is well taken. Yeah. Brian?
So one of the things that I've been sort of toying with and trying to sort of get my hands around is a lot of certifications. And there's been some mail on various lists about certifications and whether they're really valuable. I'm talking about like MSI, you know,
A plus, MSCE,
CIE, and Cisco things like that.
Yeah.
And but there are definitely some accessibility issues that are around those. And I'd like to get. It would be nice, and I guess I could submit questions to the lists to figure out if what people think of them and whether they consider them valuable, and if they do, how they acquire the certifications in a manner that is analogous to, I mean, it sort of reminds me of ETS with SATs, but how do you get them and not feel like people think you're just gaming the system?
Or that I don't have to go to like Linus World to take a specialized.
Right, exactly. I would really not like to have to go to a specialized program if I didn't for the blind if I didn't have to. And yet there are people who are going to Lions World and getting their MCSE certification. And then what do they wind up with? Help desk jobs or something?
Right.
Yeah.
President, I have a question.
Yes.
It's Ken Duke.
Ken?
I am new to this organization. I've been a 20-year veteran programmer, COBOL, RPG, Fortran. And as I've succeeded in my career into management, I feel that we can focus our efforts on maybe more of the business aspect and possibly program project management. That seems to be a hot topic right now, project management in IT, and it's been successful for myself.
Did we collect your email at the back of the room there, Ken?
You did.
Okay, so you're another IT person.
Public.
You work for government?
I work for public, I'm sorry, private sector.
Okay, you're a private sector, mainstream IT.
Yes.
Okay, not work with the blind.
That's correct.
Congratulations, I'm happy to meet you, and your point is very well taken, and I want to work with you throughout the year to see if we can't put something, get something going in that regard, because I think you're right.
Hodges? I would also, to follow up on that point, someone who is not able to be with us today because she's on a temporary assignment, who's in the federal service, and that is Amina Ghostin, and this project planning is her bailiwick, and she's developed quite a number of interesting techniques and tools, and from what I gather is contemplating a graduate program in that exact topic. She's working for the Defense Intelligence Security Administration along with her husband, and I guess if they talk to each other, they probably have to shoot each other. But that would be a contact for you, Ken, as someone else in the NFB who is intimately involved in that type of work.
Mr. President, follow up.
Joe, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Sir?
Following along with this and project management and off of what Mr. Hodges said, security is a big issue. 64-bit operating systems we have no access to. And when Adobe mentioned the two-factor authentication, I am seeing a lot more fobs and handheld devices with rotating numbers. And if the design for more things with HIPAA and Homeland and everybody else is to have multi-level authentication, then that's going to be a big barrier for us, especially if we can't do it software-wise through 64 support.
Yes, that's right. Any of you guys seen the handheld thing with the rotating numbers?
There's different ones for different companies. There's five solutions.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to impress it on government that 508 applies to them and that we're members of this society that have to use the services.
Yeah, 508 applies mostly to federal agencies. The estate agreements to follow 508 are only because they have nothing else to fall back on in terms of a set of standards to use. But they don't have the same requirement to follow 508 as federal agencies do.
Unless you work it into the contract. So you have to work with your contract.
Right. Exactly. And of course, everybody knows, I don't know how many of you guys are federal employees here.
Yes.
But I'd like to know how much 508 has really impacted your personal situation. My guess is it hasn't very much.
Got a copy machine that talks.
Deloitte.
It has put a lot of people to work as web remediators and web checkers who otherwise, I don't know what they would do.
Well, you work for a blind agency,
right?
Anyway.
And I'm not talking about blind.
Right, I understand. But there's Susie over there. She works for the Department of Agriculture, and my guess is they haven't really done much to make her life any better.
No, not much. They push for it all the time.
And what we learned in 508, just for those of you who know, since Brad and I were both on the TITAC, was if you work for a very large federal agency that employs a very large number of blind people, they know what to do for the most part. But if you are one of 10,000, the only blind person in a given federal office, you're not likely to have the base of knowledge that will allow them to purchase accessible technology in the first place. Yeah. And so, Mike?
I just want to reiterate that a little bit. I work for the IS department at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. The NFB pushed real hard. Nancy helped me out 8 years ago.
Was that the non-visual thing in Nebraska?
Information services.
Oh, okay. Oh, to get you the job, yeah.
Yeah, I work
okay.
for information services for the university.
Okay.
The NFB pushed real hard about 8 years ago to pass a technology bill through the Nebraska Unicameral to require all
non-visual access, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything has to be able to be made accessible.
Yeah.
And it gets worked into all our big purchase contracts and everything at the state and the university and so on. And a lot of people in the purchasing departments just say, oh, it runs on Windows. That means it's accessible or can be made accessible. And they never really follow through any further with that until somebody comes forward with a need to actually have it be accessible.
It's always after the fact, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though it's written into the contracts, there's not enough knowledge there with people who are making the purchasing decision to have that work out in the end.
Yeah.
I second that. I want to commend the organization for lobbying the Texas legislature to make sure that it was worked into the Constitution, that the equipment that is bought for the state of Texas, for its employees to be used for state dollars, states that it must comply with the standards and access all the way down to that talking copy machine.
Has it really worked that way, Joel?
Well,
I bet you can find places where it hasn't.
What he's stating is very true.
Right.
You have to stay with that language with the procurement department.
Right.
Because as a state as large as we are, with as many organizations and resources, we're a guiding light for what I do, and we provide that information to people as much as we possibly can. But we can't hit everything. We can't hit TxDOT, so the guys on the road don't know that.
In Iowa, we have tried in the last year to get a non-visual access clause put into our state law, and we were almost going to do it, except the fine folks at the Department of Administrative Services came back and said, well, the ADA says we have to make reasonable accommodations, so we're covered.
Oh, no.
Sorry. And so the bill died because they were more persuasive than we were. We won't make that mistake again.
The other thing, Curtis, Nancy, that I think needs to happen that didn't in Nebraska is there's no teeth in it. What's going to happen to contractors and agencies that don't comply?
Exactly.
Hodges.
I want to talk about this. We're family in this room. And Curtis and I slugged it out on that TITAC. I got stuck by that TITAC, or anything else. But I want to tell you, I and a lot of active members of this organization are federal employees. And I'm just going to say it straight out because we're family. I am really appalled that people in the federal sector, in the federal service, haven't stood up and said, hey, enough is enough, we've got to do better, and file those complaints. There aren't any complaints. So they say, oh, there are no complaints, everything must be working well. And it's our own fault if that's the case, and complaints haven't been filed, and we haven't made them stick. Now, I don't know what things are like at the state level, Iowa, Nebraska, Texas, but by golly, at the federal level, I was continuously disappointed in our own Federation family. I won't talk about anybody else from any other groups. I don't belong to those groups, but our own Federation family, we haven't done a thing. We need to encourage each other to use the tools we have and to stand up and use those tools. And it's soapbox. I'm getting down off my soapbox.
I agree.
I agree.
But there is a federal case explanation case right now.
Was Donna Ring?
Case?
Yes. No. Yes.
Federal case is done.
Good, Donna.
And is progressing very slowly.
As all, yeah.
And the court is still deciding whether they're going to accept it.
All right.
I thought it was rather ironic that the courts are very quick to decide that money was not accessible to the blind, and they can't settle that other one, which I think has more of an impact, of real impact, of a person's ability to do work. That's kind of a sad commentary.
It's a very cynical thing. The Department of Justice doesn't want any complaints. And that's the word. There won't be any. And they'll do all kinds of hoop jumping and machinations to avoid it and never really address
the thing itself. Mr. Forward to that. Stating back to what was being asked earlier for younger individuals, which I would include myself, to be more a part of this organization and bring more to it. Mission creep is a real thing in a large organization. Certainly, best intentions are there, but there is a large number of graying out government workers that do not want to hear anything about any of this. So they look to the IT people, and the IT people are speaking Greek. And there is a large misunderstanding or not a desire to even listen to some of that. And it becomes a very arduous process to stand there and try and be the bridge between those two people, but it is a real social issue as well.
Yeah, it's been said that IT people are very antisocial, I heard. I agree with you, yeah. Okay,
Mr.
Chairman, Mr. Hodges.
Can I make a plug for my publication?
Oh, yeah, go right ahead.
I hope everybody reads Access World at afb.org/accessworld. We try monthly to present information that is accurate, valid, instructive, and engaging. And if you have ideas for articles, I just heard a few, please get them to me at bhodges@afb.net. We've had some really interesting
responses to a few articles that we published recently on BlackBerry access and some alternatives on the Avaya phone systems. And these are the types of articles that we hope people find useful, that stimulate people to go out and explore for themselves the various technology and alternative techniques that are out there and available. We think it is good to put an experience with every technical story so that people have an idea of the larger view. And so if you have thoughts and ideas or suggestions, or if you would be willing to be interviewed with name or without, we are always looking for people to help us provide information that's useful and relevant. So that's bhodges@afp.net. Thanks.
Ann Taylor, are you still here?
Here.
Am I correct the professor didn't make it?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
I understand. He's coming right there. Yes, who was seeking the floor?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah. You get the last word, I think.
Okay. I want to let everybody know that I spoke 2 years ago, and I wrote a follow-up piece to what I talked about 2 years ago with Vista in office based on some of the things that I talked about. And I went through point by point on what I got right and what I got wrong, which I was more right than wrong, so I was happy to say.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that you were more. I'd be disappointed if you were more wrong than right.
Yeah, and some of the things that came out of that meeting 2 years ago, Mr. Sinclair took and altered and changed. You and I had talked about that. I'm not seeking credit for it, but it was ironic that 3 or 4 major points we made that day were immediately changed in the next beta bill. So I think
you had an effect.
I think we did, but I don't think Microsoft would ever acknowledge that. And like we said, I don't think I'll be working in Redmond anytime soon. But at the rangerstation.blogspot.com, that's TheRanger station, station.blogspot.com, or if you do a search for Ranger1138 on Google, you'll hit me.
Okay. This concludes the business portion. Tom Lukowski, you're still awake and here, yes?